I learned something today.
And so if you put compost in these spots in the jasmine where the soil has gotten hard or, you know, it isn't very fertile, and you do water that bed, the stuff that's in the compost, it's kind of like a tea is made as the water goes past it and goes and feeds the living organisms in the soil. And you begin to improve the soil and feed the jasmine, and it gets thick again and covers.
Wow. Okay. I didn't even think of that. I was thinking.
And then the jasmine creates its own cover, but in these bare spots, it's not covered. And so it's like I need help getting over this hump and getting thick again, and then I can maintain myself again.
Okay. What's the main difference when you want to use jasmine or you want to use English ivy?
Well, English ivy climbs. And have you ever seen it on some houses?
My mother's, yeah.
And some people wish it didn't climb because it can kind of deface and get in. It can go in windows.
No, and it can go through the brick.
Yes.
And mortar, yeah.
And so that would be a possible.
It sure is pretty, though.
Yes. And it's more winter hardy. You see it up in New England and stuff. So there are advantages. And the jasmine can burn and turn brown in the winter. Some winters that happens.
But is the sun good for English ivy or not?
No.
See, that's what I was saying.
And the jasmine prefers, like,
the sun.
Well, no, I would say afternoon shade. And it'll take a lot of shade. So it doesn't prefer full sun.
So both of them like shade?
Yes. But the English ivy, more shade than the jasmine.
Okay.
There's something called vinca that blooms the blue, purpley blue bloom in the spring. And it'll take more sun, but they all like some shade.
Okay. Well, now it's actually getting cold a few in the mornings now a little bit, and then it still warms back up. What do we want to be planting now? I still got to go back to the pansy. I'm still not over the pansy being the hardiest flower
for the winter and the most colorful and yes. Blooming the most. I mean, these, you know, 5-7 degrees, that doesn't hurt them at all. I mean, doesn't slow them. They kind of, they're wilted in the morning when it's 27, but by 10 o'clock, they're popped up and recovered. So, I mean, you just, incredible color and fun to have pansies in the wintertime. But it is, so I like to tell people this. I planted a Chinese tallow tree one October, and there weren't any leaves on it. It had frozen and knocked the leaves off. And I could put I have short fingers, and I could put my fingers, my thumb and my finger around the trunk right at the dirt. And we planted it. And in March, it hadn't gotten warm yet, and there weren't any leaves on it. And I just went over there and I put my fingers around the trunk at the soil line. And it was at least an inch, probably an inch and a half more circumference.
Wow.
So it had grown that much with no leaves. The roots had been getting established all winter long. You couldn't see it. So planting now, even in December, and the more months you have before it gets hot in June or, you know, May and June, the better it is. So January is better than February. February is better than March. For a perennial or a tree or a shrub that's cold hardy, it is good to plant now. And planting can be kind of like pruning. You know when you should prune?
You just got telling us right now is the perfect time to plant a tree.
Yes.
Okay, but I cut you off a little short. When do we prune our trees?
You know, I was going to tell you when to plant a tree and when to prune a tree, and that's when you feel like it. Because if you feel, especially pruning, if I told you, well, you ought to prune towards the end of February, and you don't feel like it in February, it'll be April. And be a worse time. But if you want to do it in January or December, or, you know, just pruning, if you're not pruning real heavy, can be done year round. So do it when you feel like it and get her done. That's the important thing.
Okay. And what about, we talked before, after you prune a tree, especially if you cut off some big limbs, putting paint on them.
Yes. And there's oak trees, red oaks and live oaks, during the warm seasons, they need to be painted immediately because a saw and the sawdust attracts a beetle that can transfer that live oak wilt. And so to protect the community and the trees, you need to do that. In the wintertime, you don't have to. And the paint can seal it.
And you use any, it doesn't matter what paint.
It doesn't matter. You know, we do sell pruning paint. I actually went to a, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I did go to a seminar, I mean, decades ago, and he said that the paint really can impede the healing process. And he wasn't, everybody's got an opinion. And his opinion was that he doesn't recommend it. And if you cut with, even the live oaks, if you cut with a pair of pruners that doesn't create sawdust, you don't need to treat that cut.
Okay, I didn't know that. I learned something there.
Yeah. So. But it's, you know, you ask about the time, when is the time to plant a tree, and it is right now. Right now is a good time to plant a tree. When it, on a nice, little bit warmer, okay, Christmas or New Year's Day.
So when you're planting a tree, so I come and buy a tree from you, and I want to plant it. What's, how do I do? I dig the hole. Do I dig it bigger and put some, like, Miracle-Gro or olives oil, or what do I do?
Wider is more important than deeper. Deep tree, a pecan tree that's 60 feet tall, the feeder roots from the top 12 inches of the ground, and they spread out as far as the branches go. And a pecan tree does have a taproot. Oaks don't, most trees don't, but that taproot is really for structure.
Mesquites do.
Well, they doesn't have a single taproot. They just got roots that go forever, right? So, and down. So you dig a hole wider, and the wider the better. I mean, 5 feet wide. You a little bitty tree in a 5 foot hole is going to get bigger, faster, and better than if you put it in a small hole. So wider's good. The same, you want to plant at the level, the top of the soil, the bottom of the trunk needs to be lawn level, not down in a depression. It's not good for a tree to be planted down in a hole. It's very bad for it. So don't do that. So let the depth of the hole and the level is very important. Mixing organic matter in the hole is good. But the key thing is, I think an organic fertilizer, some root stimulator is very good, but it's not really, there's no chemical food. I don't recommend putting chemical food in the hole, like Miracle-Gro or something, and then mulching on top and keeping the grass away from the circle for 3 years.
Wow.
Because grass is competitive for moisture and food. It's very competitive. So it'll grow better and faster if you'll do that.
Well, Tony, I'm with you. One thing I can't stand, I'm excluding mesquites because I'm not a mesquite fan. I'm just telling you, cause they're taking over my ranch. But live oaks, I mean, I don't ever want to cut down a live oak. I mean, I'm a big fan of live oaks. I think they're beautiful trees. But Stevie Holscher has a machine. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
He and I got him because we added onto a property we had. And I said, I don't want to kill that live oak. And they said, well, you see, he came out, and it was actually a cool deal, like a big, huge, huge spade.
A spade, yeah.
And he literally digs the same size hole he's taking the tree out of, and then picks the tree up, digs underneath it, picks the whole thing up with this machine, and puts it in the hole. And the tree did great. It's still alive today. I mean, everything did good, so I'm a big factor. It depends on where you come from, I think, because we put in a subdivision called Oak Mountain Estates. And the reason it was called Oak Mountain Estates is it had beautiful live oaks. Well, they had one on the very top of the hill, and me and you couldn't touch hands around the tree. That's how big it was, and it was our most expensive lot because of that tree.
Right.
Well, a gentleman from out of state bought it. First thing he did was cut down that tree. And I told him, I said, I didn't know you would cut down that tree. I wouldn't have sold you the lot. And he started laughing. I said, I'm not kidding. I wouldn't have sold you the lot if I knew you were going to cut down that tree. So trees are important. I mean,
they are. Now, listen, there's another side to it. That I've kind of grown into, and that is, you can have too many trees in a backyard.
Well, yes,
you can't grow anything. You have just saw it anyway. So that's the other side of it, and I want to, and I have to remind everybody that even a single tree, a single oak out there on a piece of property, that's different.